Anthony.
Chuck Hawley.
Hello?
Hi, Chuck.
Hello, Anthony.
Hey, guys. Kevin here.
Hey, Kevin.
Oh, hey, Kevin.
How's it going, everybody?
It's just the three of us here so far, it looks like.
Holly's here.
Oh, Holly's here, too. Hello, Holly.
Hi.
Oh, hey, Holly.
Long time no hear. How are you doing?
Good.
John's here, too.
Mike's here.
Richard's here, if you can hear me.
Excellent.
Hey. It's not just the three of us, Chuck.
I just heard Anthony. That's all I heard.
Knock it off!
Hey, Kevin, are you going to WJF next week?
John, sadly, I'm not. I had a awesome opportunity over here that I couldn't turn down, so I will miss you, man.
Gotcha. I'm not sure I'm going. I'm injured. I'm in bad shape over here.
Kim Laird.
You're in bad shape from what, John?
My back again.
Oh, fun.
Yeah. Hey, Kim, how's it going?
All right. How's it going for you, John? I heard you saying your back's bothering you again.
Yeah. Otherwise, pretty good.
I'm sorry to hear that.
All right. Is Ken Ferris here? And is not here. I think everybody else on the board is here. Let's just give it one more minute, and then we'll get going. Hey, Richard?
Yes.
If you're feeling bad, and you know the motion that's been put out there, correct? By John, obviously you voted on it for the.
Yes, I do.
If basically that's the reason why you're here, you know, as long as you'd agree to it, I'm assuming we can include your vote later on, since it's sort of a post-vote anyway, if you want to get going because you're not feeling well.
I am really not doing very well. Is that okay to do? Is that procedurally okay?
I mean, we'll make it work, I think. Does anybody have a problem with it?
Sandy Brown.
I think basically the issue is we're going to vote on the issue of, you know, take the official vote for Sparks, Nevada, and that's going to be later on in the meeting. Richard's not feeling well, so we're just going to sort of take his vote now, and then the rest of us will deal with it later.
Yeah, Ferris.
Anybody have a problem with that?
No, I think that works. I mean, he made his vote known in the straw poll vote, so just kind of make it official anyway. So.
So, Richard, I'm assuming you're still in favor of it, correct?
I am. I don't think there's much choice, but I don't think it's such a bad thing either, so I am voting yes for Sparks.
Okay. All right, then I'll record that in there, and you go get some rest then.
Well, I really do appreciate that. Otherwise, I'm just going to cough off the meeting.
I understand. So I know how it feels. I just went and got done with sickness. So.
Thank you.
So relax and feel good. We'll talk to you soon.
Okay, thanks. Bye.
So, Ken just got here.
Yep, I'm here.
All right, and I'm going to call the meeting to order at 8:04 p.m. Also going to be doing some of the recording, and I'll probably go back with Janelle later on to listen to the recording and do the rest of the minutes later on. So she's out of town, so she can't be here tonight. But we'll start with a roll call. Chuck Hawley here. Kim Laird?
Here.
John Satriano?
Here.
Evan Axtell?
Here.
Shave?
Here.
Ken Ferris?
Here.
Martin Frost? Is he here? Sandy Brown?
Here. I'd like to sit in for a while if you all wouldn't mind. Welcome.
Welcome.
Thanks.
Holly Greeley?
Here. Hi, Holly.
Hi.
And Mike Sullivan?
Here.
Am I missing?
Hi, Mike.
Hi, everybody.
I'm assuming I got everybody. Okay. And Richard Kennison has come and gone. All right, so we need someone to move to approve the agenda.
Approve the agenda?
Did you send out an agenda, Chuck?
I posted it to the directors, but no, I didn't send it out to the board plus. I can start doing that. I probably should.
Yeah, that'd be great.
Yeah, not a bad idea.
Or at least post it to board plus. Does anybody have any thoughts on that? You mean just where I should send it? Should I post it to the main business forum? Does it?
Board plus works fine for me, just so I get a look at it before the meeting.
Yeah, we've been posting it to the main forum for a few years now, but I think Board Plus works fine.
Yeah. And I've just been posting it to Board. I don't know why, I just have. So I should be posting it to Board Plus. So I will do that in the future and send out an email, everybody knowing it. Let them know it's there. So I will second the motion to approve it. Anybody against?
No, but there were some changes. Correction. I don't know if you got it.
I've made those changes. Have been made. So.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. I obviously you can tell I didn't do it through spell check. All right. Anybody opposed? Any abstentions? All right. Agenda is approved. I'll move to approve the minutes of October 29th. Get a second?
I'll second.
Anybody, any discussion? Anybody opposed? Anybody abstain? Minutes are approved. I will move to pass the minutes of November 3rd.
I'll second.
Okay. Any discussion?
There was one correction, but I think it's more or less for David Landown. At the bottom of the October 29th minutes, where it says previous minutes and then the November minutes, it reads November 24th instead of November 3rd. I know that's a really nitpicky thing, but I kind of took a double take at it. Also on item 4.8, can we change the word proposes to moves? Because I know Martin, as one person, was confused as if we had actually passed a motion there, I think because of the word proposes being there.
And that's probably just me typing. And yeah, I'll make those changes and assume that they're in. So the changes are with the date on the bottom and in item 4, a change from proposed to move.
Yeah. Thank you. Just helps to prevent some confusion that apparently a few are having with that word proposes.
Yeah, it is the correct verbiage to use, and I should be getting in. I should be more aware of that.
That's okay.
And I'll also make Janelle aware of it so she can double-check my
reading
and all that stuff. So, all right, with those changes, is there any further discussion? All right, then with those changes, is anybody opposed to approving the minutes? Any abstentions? Minutes are approved. Those changes. Okay. Reports. I still have not received anything from Jim Maxwell. I don't know if he's out or away. I sent him another personal email. But so we don't have a membership update. I will try to get that from him in the next couple days and add it into the minutes. And I also emailed that out to everybody before I add it in.
Chuck, this is Holly. I'll include a membership update from my perspective in the financial report.
Okay. Why don't we have Mike? So, Mike, would you like to go first?
Okay. Well, just a few hours ago, I returned from my visit to Winston-Salem, where I spent most of yesterday meeting with everybody concerned with our convention. And I really don't think it's possible to overstate how enthusiastic and helpful and generous the people in Winston-Salem are to the IJA. They are just bending over backwards to give us everything we ask for and be as responsive and accommodating as possible, and it's going to make our festival a great week for everybody, and easy for us to put on since we were there 2 years ago. We already know the city and they know us, and that makes it a lot easier to begin with. Don't have a lot of big announcements to report other than the Convention and Visitors Bureau came up with a very generous offer for us that will allow us to dramatically subsidize all of the airport ground transportation for our jugglers for those flying in for the 2009 convention. So anybody who arrives by air at PTI Airport there in the area will be able to get a greatly, greatly reduced shuttle bus fare to bring them downtown. And that was a real surprise, and it's a substantial amount of money. The ground transportation to and from the airport was an issue that I wanted to talk about with them, and they were very proactive in going to their board of directors and getting us some money so that we can do that. Other than that, I sent Chuck some notes on items that I've posted on the board forum about the proposed pricing revision for 2009, and if anyone has any comments, now would be an outstanding time to let me know about them, because in the next 10 days or so, I'll be working with Martin to get the first brochure put together and the pricing laid out.
I'll say that, you know, as far as the pricing goes, I agree that it's a little much, and I don't think that is the breaking point. I still think the cost of it, if you were to double it, would still be a great value for the money. Not that I'm saying that we should double it, but I think it's greatly underpriced. So however you see fit that you think to make the budget work, you have my support. But one thing I would ask is maybe just post a reminder on Board Plus, letting everybody know if you have input, please give it. Just, you know, just probably not a
bit. Okay. All right.
Looks good to me.
Okay, well, I'm going to send a formal list of news items to Don Lewis to be put in the December newsletter after I've had a chance to sleep a little bit and get all my notes together from the meeting. So you'll see the draft of Don's newsletter in the next few days, and there'll be some more info in there. And, of course, I invite anybody to contact me with ideas, suggestions, et cetera. Kevin, are you on the line?
I am.
Can I get a good email address from you or some way to contact you? I'd like to call you and talk about something sometime soon.
Excellent. Yes, Mike. You can. Best way to contact me would be kjuggle@gmail.com.
Okay. Thank you.
K-U-G-G-L-E. And that's perfect. I had a few questions about workshops and the room availability.
Good. So you're reading my mind, because that's what I want to talk to you about.
Perfect.
Okay, thanks. How about tomorrow or Friday sometime?
Fantastic. I'll be waiting
for it. Okay, thanks. Mm-hmm.
And one thing with that, I can get a lot of the information to you, Kevin, that I use to schedule the workshops at that place if it's the same stuff. So,
yeah, the same rooms and same availability, that will be fantastic.
Yeah, and I guess you and Mike talk first, and then I'll give you mine, and you can either use it or throw it away, whatever you need.
Mm-hmm. I'm sure it will be helpful.
And, hey, Mike, one last thing is I'm probably going to bring this up later in the meeting, talking about some of Ron's idea about trying to get more people and more volunteers involved.
Yes.
And maybe getting something in the festival brochure about that.
As a matter of fact, I'm completely enthusiastic about that idea, and I might wind up putting so much about that and other things into the fest brochure that it gets expandable a bit out to 8 pages. So, yeah, I'm going to pick that up and run with it and try and promote volunteerism as much as possible in the brochure and on the website.
Well, and one thing I wanted to bring up, which, you know, I can discuss this more later, but is, you know, Laura Caseman step up to volunteer as a volunteer coordinator.
Bring it down just a
JA, and she really hasn't done much. And I think she's waiting for direction. She seemed very enthusiastic. I think but she's not really, I think she's waiting for action. So I think you have another good soldier in your army there to help you out with stuff.
Okay, I'll reach out to her.
You could be a good resource, but I think maybe working with her and Steve Ron could be a useful helping hand in that department. And obviously Dina as well is great at the festival too.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
But I'll send out emails and copy on that. Maybe get the ball rolling, hopefully, or maybe if you beat me to it, that's fine too. So don't wait for me if you don't want to.
Okay.
Do you have an updated budget with the new pricing model?
I do, but let me put in a few figures that I have from changes I found out about at our meetings here, Holly, and then I'll send you a final one probably by Friday, if not tomorrow.
Okay. And is it the board's intention to officially approve a festival budget, or what's the process going to be?
There's been no approval of festival budgets the last few years. We just like to be kept up to date.
Okay. All right.
I'd be happy to post that budget to the board, whichever one you want, if anybody likes to look at it.
Yeah, I think just email it to board.
Okay.
Just email it directly to the board.
All right.
Yeah, I don't know if there's a real advantage to start going to approving that or not.
I think there's a huge advantage to it.
Mm-hmm.
You do?
I agree.
Honestly, yeah.
I don't necessarily see it as an issue this year, but, you know, it might not be a bad idea to set a precedent for later year, you know, in the future if everybody isn't thinking along the same lines or something.
Okay.
But, yeah, maybe we should, Mike. We'll send us that when you get a chance, and we'll talk about it. And if we need to approve it in a timely fashion before the next meeting, we can certainly do that.
Okay.
Mike, before you leave, I just have two things. First of all, did you get the cash registers okay?
Yes, I did. Thank you.
Okay. And the second thing was, and this is for everyone, just something to consider. Most school districts, most high schools have a number of volunteer hours that kids must have before graduation anymore. We may want to think about offering some sort of certification of hours while they're there. It's just a basic letter that says so-and-so worked, you know, 5 hours at the International Jugglers Association, and it just requires a quick signature. But school, I know here in Pennsylvania, you're required 60 hours of volunteer service. It's called the Senior Project for graduation. And I know a lot of states have that now. So just something for us to keep in mind. I know we don't want high school kids in a lot of places necessarily, but, you know, there are things that they can do that we may be able to entice them by saying, here, we can offer you this letter and you'll have volunteer service hours for it.
Yeah, and I think a couple high school kids aren't bad. I mean, if we have 60 of them we have to deal with, that's another story, but a couple.
I don't think you'll get that many, to
be
honest.
Yeah, I think with a couple a day, we certainly wouldn't be a bad idea. It would be great to have them.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I've got a question for you.
Yes, John.
We hear, the board heard a few days ago from the awards committee, and one of the things, kind of new information to us, is that Jay Gilligan is receiving an award, and that he's, according to Bob Newman, going to be running a workshop. Just wondering if Dan's been in touch with you about any of this.
I'm aware of both of those things. I think Jay is going to be putting on a special workshop with either two or three other jugglers that he's currently touring or working with in Sweden, and they're all coming over together as a group.
Okay.
To
he's going to be doing the special workshop.
He'll be doing one. There may be one more, possibly. But from what I have been told by Dan, yes, Dan says that they have agreed to produce and conduct the special workshop under terms comparable to last year and the year before. Four of them will travel together. They're going to produce a promotional video that will show what people will be able to learn in the workshop, and that should be ready as soon as next week. And, yeah, that's the information I had from Dan.
Okay. Just to fill you in, the terms from last year were pretty much that we were going to the guys that taught the special workshop didn't get paid at all. We just we used the income that we got from the special workshop to pay for their travel.
Mm-hmm. That's essentially what's happening this time.
Okay, cool. That sounds good.
Yeah. Does anybody remember roughly how many people paid for the workshop last year?
24.
And it was $100, right?
It was $100, and I think that was a mistake. I think we should bring it back up to 125 or 150. I forget what it was. I think it should probably be 150, especially if Jay Gelf gets involved.
Okay, good feedback. And I was budgeted, I had in my budget that only we would sell 20 at $100 a piece. So if we can sell 20 at 125 or 150, that would be a plus.
Yeah.
Well, and is Wes Peden one of those people that are included in the workshop possibility?
Yes.
Yeah, if you have Wes and Jay, that's a pretty significant selling point to the youth. You know, I certainly think I agree with John. 120, I don't think 150 is out of the realm. I think
okay.
That's reasonable.
It's Wes Peden, Jay Gilligan. Let me get the other two names for you here. Eric Aberg and Peter Elmnert.
200.
Oh, God.
That's good, I take it, huh?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's a nice setup right there.
You can sign me up for that one now.
Well, I'm glad to hear that because I'm not the kind of guy that ever signed up for a special workshop, but if you guys are excited by it, that's encouraging.
Yeah, that's a good lineup. And I'm sorry, I had another question and that it slipped my mind.
All right, well, just so the board knows, I sent it to Chuck, but these are some other names that Dan has confirmed for the week. Most of them will be in the Cascade of Stars show. Some will also do a spot in the welcome show on Tuesday night. Michael Menis, probably be our headline act. Greg Kennedy, Dan Bennett, Sean Blue, Ivan Pacell, Michael Chirik, of course, because he's also going to be getting an award, and the four that I already mentioned. So pretty good roster of good performers for the Cascade of Stars, and we still have a couple that we're working on.
Has there been any talk of special guests? Who's the special guest might be?
Yeah, I've got a couple in the hopper, John, and now with this little bit of extra money from the Convention and Visitors Bureau, it gives me a little more flexibility, so I'm thinking we'll be able to pull that off. But, of course, if you or anybody else has suggestions or an inside track on one, we'd love to hear about it.
I was thinking Michael Chirik would work just fine.
Well, he's coming, and he's coming, and he'll get an award, and Dan says he's open to performing.
Yeah, I don't see why we couldn't just call him the special guest.
Oh, okay.
Certainly deserving of it.
Yeah.
Mike, I did put in a letter with Bank of America requesting, you know, a financial grant through them, a financial whatever you call it, because they give out money awards each year. The letter is due by December 1st, so I just went ahead and did it. I'll go ahead and email you a copy of that. And basically, I asked them for $5,000 toward our festival to help offset the cost of performers and whatnot. I will not know until about January or February whether we got that.
Oh, wow. Thank you, Kim. That's great to hear. And if we get any of it, it'll be a big plus. Also, we're going to see if we can get a couple guest performers from the North Carolina School of the Arts who, of course, owns and runs the theater that we're performing in. They have quite a large performing arts school there, and they have variety artists there, believe it or not, from what I've been told, and we're going to reach out to them and see if any of them would be interested in appearing in one of our shows. Bring some local talent into the IJA's week there in Winston-Salem.
Hey, Mike, this is Sandy. Can I talk?
By all means, Sandy.
Am I allowed to say something? In 2007, John and I got a $1,500 sponsorship from the hotel services. They said that they would only give us that amount because we didn't ask for it till fairly late. It was actually in June because that's when the promo packet that was put together was completed. I think I wouldn't mind starting on it now, and hopefully that would be doubled or tripled. I don't see why it couldn't be if we put it in, and especially if they're salivating to have us back. So I see no problem with getting a significantly increased sponsorship from that group.
Wow. Well, again, that would be great. And Sandy, if you can tell me how to do that or follow up, I'll be happy to do it.
Sure. Or if you want me to do it, and I'll just run everything by you and let you know.
That'd be great, since you already know everybody that was involved last time around, and they know you.
Cool. I'll do it.
Oh, yeah. And I should mention that while I was there, the CVB people were going to contact Todd and tell him that they wanted to submit bids for 2011, 12, 13, 14, and 15 right away. They sincerely, genuinely want our business. And I think it's something that the IJA needs to consider, that when we're an all-volunteer organization and we try and pull off this massive festival every year, when you don't have to train a new city, a new hotel, a new convention center on how to handle the jugglers, it makes everybody's life a lot easier.
Yeah. And,
there's always been talk of having a couple of semi-permanent festival venues, and I don't really think there's a better fit for the IJA to host a festival than Winston-Salem that the IJA can actually afford and that wants us back. I mean, we've probably had a better city now and then, but do they want us back? And here's Winston-Salem really eager to have us. They will sign a contract with us tomorrow for a festival 6 years in the future and lock in today's prices.
Sweet.
That's pretty amazing. And, of course, since we will have already had two festivals there by then, whoever that festival director is doesn't have to reinvent the wheel again.
Yeah.
Yep.
Everything's already been arranged, figured out. They know us. We know them. There's no big surprises. That's worth a lot.
And on top of all those things, you know, the one major difference between Winston-Salem and most of the other places we've been is that rather than nickel and dime us like crazy, we kind of shovel money into our budget.
That's right.
Amazing.
Yeah, well, I'm off my soapbox now. I just wanted to point that out, that not only is Winston-Salem a nearly ideal fit for us with more than we could reasonably ask for in a city, and we can afford it, but they also want us, which is amazing, because most cities that can handle us have better prospects for their convention business than the jugglers, and aren't that interested in getting us back.
Yeah.
Okay, Chuck, that's all I've got.
Great. Thank you very much, Mike.
Mike, are you getting off the line, or are you staying on for the rest of the call?
I was going to get off unless anybody had anything else.
Can you follow up on my budget question then?
Yes.
The budget that you sent me was roughly break-even. It actually showed a slight loss. Are you expecting that it's going to stay that way when you put in the new pricing model?
No, I think it's going to show probably now a $2,000 to $4,000 profit.
Okay.
And if any of this other money comes along, or we get favorable pricing on a couple things that are still undetermined, I think it could increase the profit potential a bit, Holly.
Okay. That's
of course, it's the two things that are in the back of my mind, as we spoke about before, are the effect that this economic downturn is going to have on people's entertainment budget and how many people are even going to afford to take a vacation this summer. But as you remember, the very week that we had our convention this year was the record week of gasoline prices in the history of the U.S. That's when it hit $4.17 a gallon. Well, you all know it's way down from there now. It'll probably be down in the same range over the summer. So gas prices will be in our favor by next July, most likely. Certainly won't, well, who knows, but the point is last July was record gas prices, which may have even kept some people away from Lexington. I don't think we'll be facing that in Winston-Salem next summer, so that's a positive. But with the economic downturn, I'm counting on a 25% fall off in attendance. Who knows? It could be 50%. There's just no way to gauge that.
Well, Mike, what attendance numbers are you using in your budget, in your estimate?
My budget right now, John, shows us at about break even with 542 or so attendees.
Okay, I think that's up a little bit from Lexington. Is that correct? You didn't, in other words, you didn't use Lexington's attendance numbers.
No, I don't think I had. Yeah.
Okay. All right. Thanks, Mike.
And that number, Mike, are you including spectator passes in that or no?
No. After we talked, I want to go back and revisit spectator because, as you indicated, Holly, we made a lot more on spectator than I had in the model.
Okay, so that number, tell me again what your number was,
524.
24, and that is package plans and gym passes, correct?
That's package plans and family plans, no gym passes or spectator passes, and that results in $86,000 in revenue. And
524 is awfully high. If you're not including gym passes in that number, that's huge, actually. Lexington, without comps, if you don't include comps, was 410. So 524 is a huge number. It was 410 if you don't include comps and you don't include gym passes or spectator passes.
All right, well, I don't think we need to argue out the details of it right now.
No, but we need to argue about the magnitude of that number.
Yeah, well, you're right, Holly, and I apologize for being a little fried right now because of my 11-hour drive, but I've got a good budget that I will email to everybody in the next 48 hours here that you can give me feedback on, and I think it does have realistic numbers in there. I just haven't plugged them all into the big spreadsheet yet, Holly.
Okay.
Yeah, and then, Holly, you and I should go over it with them and you know, give them what feedback we can, and between the three of us,
mm-hmm.
the shape as much as possible.
Mm-hmm. Okay, thanks again, and talk to you later.
Thank you, Mike.
Thanks, Mike.
Okay, Holly?
Yeah.
Would you like to go next?
Sure. Let me start, I guess, with the FEST financials for 2008, which I sent out to everybody, showing a profit of just under $2,000 for 2008. Total attendance, including package plans and gym passes, but not spectator passes, was 501 compared to 590 the prior year. Revenues for the Fest were down from last year by $28,000, and expenses were down by compared to budget, down $28,000 compared to budget and $19,000 under the expense budget, about $9,000 under the projected profit of $11,322.50. So that's where the festival ended, according to the numbers that I have. I'm happy to entertain any questions or comments about those numbers. Anybody has any?
The only question I have, and this, and you probably can't answer this, but under carpeting, there's a number plugged in to 6,800.
Yep.
Did they really charge us almost $7,000 for that little bit of carpet?
Yes.
Yes, they did.
Well,
That's unbelievable. I mean, I know that we've paid almost $2,000 in the past. Holy cow. These guys really, really hurt us on the back end.
They nickel and dimed us for pretty much every breath we took in the building.
Anything else on festival? Okay. Let me go to the balance sheet, and I want to go over this in a little bit of detail, just so you all really understand what's there. Starting with cash, our current cash balance as of November 30th, not including the Life Member Fund and the Archive Fund, was $38,500 and some change. That is down from $64,000 last December, so it's considerably lower than last year. And that is one of the reasons that I'm so concerned about Mike's budget, is that I don't believe that the IJA can afford to have a break-even budget for the festival or even a $4,000 or $5,000 profit for the festival. Somehow, either membership has to come up or the festival profit has to come up, because this cash balance will not last another year, well, maybe another year, but not two, unless one of those two things changes. So as of November 30th, $38,527.38 is what's on hand. There is some money owed to the general fund from the archive fund for expenditures come out of the general fund, and there's a little bit of money owed from the general fund to the life member fund for one life membership that was purchased this year. So that could come up to about $45,000 if those monies are transferred. The receivable, accounts receivable of $400 that's on there is receivable from Juggle Magazine for ad dollars, but that's going to change. I'm still sort of trying to get the bookkeeping up to date from Alan, and once that's done, that'll probably come down a little bit. There's $14,625 in prepaid magazine expense. That is the winter issue that we've already paid for but hasn't come out to my knowledge. And a little over $1,000 in prepaid festival expenses. That's a $1,000 deposit on the facility in Winston-Salem and a $24 expense that Mike had. And inventory, that's a rough figure. I need to get an updated inventory from Sandy and update that number, but roughly $2,500 of inventory on hand. The $2,650 in archives under fixed assets represents the archival material that I know that we have paid for, and it's mostly the acquisition of Mary Wilkins archives a couple of years ago. There has not been any value placed on the other archive materials, although that probably should be done at some point. Also under fixed assets is computer hardware. That includes the computer that I have here and also the scanner that was purchased for the archive project, which I believe that Alan Howard has in his possession. And then down towards the bottom of the balance sheet, there is deferred membership income of about $4,600, and those are memberships that have been paid for for subsequent years. So they're multi-year memberships that have been paid for in advance, and those will be recognized over the course of the next 4 years or so, most of it probably in 2009. Any questions about the balance sheet? Okay. The profit and loss that I sent out is by class, which separates festival income, general fund, video archives, life member fund, and mobile mini circus. The festival we've already talked about, the general fund is showing a loss year to date of about $13,000, $12,961.70 to be exact. And again, unless something shifts in the cost of the magazine, the revenue from memberships, or the festival income, that's just going to continue to deplete the cash balance. And I guess that's it on the P&L. Any questions about that? Okay. Then the other document that I sent out was the membership metrics. And, you know, there's been some discussion about whether the fluctuations in membership are down 100 a year or 200 a year or 50 a year. The bottom line is that the cash that has been received for memberships is down 12% year-to-date compared to last year, and is looking for December as though it's going to be down again. So that'll be down more than 12% year-to-date. So I don't know what the cause of that is, but I know it's a trend that needs to be reversed. So that's my report. Any questions?
So, Holly, it sounds like you're saying that the IJA's current business model is fighting.
I can't hear you, John. I'm sorry.
I'm sorry. It sounds wait, let me switch to my phone. There we go. It sounds to me like you're saying that the IJA's current business model is biting it pretty hard right now.
Well, unless part of that business model is finding a way to make a profit on the festival and using that to carry the rest of the expenses.
But you're talking something like a $30,000 profit just for the organization to break even for the
year. Yeah, $20,000 to $30,000, yes. Yep.
Okay. Sounds.
And in fact, that's getting higher, that number, as membership declines.
Right.
Obviously.
You know, to me, that's not unexpected. I think it's the natural result of decisions that were made in 2003, 2004 about how the business model would proceed from there. I think to a large degree, a lot of those decisions are irreversible and, you know, really put the last nail in the coffin of the IJA. It's just going to take a while for that death to play out.
Well, does that mean that the plan is death?
Well, no, actually. One thing we need to start talking about immediately, and I started this discussion on the Festival Site Selection Committee, is that we need to rescale the festival. The festival is not working anymore. Todd started giving us choices years into the future, but he was looking at very much the same festival over and over again. And I think it's time that we have to say, listen, we can't really afford a civic center and a theater anymore. We can't, you know, we need to rescale that whole end of the business.
And so, John, what are your ideas, or what are your thoughts on what it should be instead of a civic center, for instance? Barn, a tent? You don't know? I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't have a lot of ideas. I have some ideas, but I think it's something to be discussed on the open board at this point, is to say, listen, you know, the business model is failing. And we need to start making drastic changes and making them now. And one of them is we need to change the festival. The current festival model isn't working anymore.
The question is, what do we sacrifice?
Right.
Well, this is Sandy. I think we sacrifice food. I don't think that we need to be serving food to anybody at the festival. I think that's a cash. That's just sucking cash out of the IJA.
Yeah, but that. I mean, I agree. It's unnecessary. But that's not. That's not ultimately going to make or break the bigger picture here. And sometimes the food is necessary to offset costs other places.
Yeah, that's how civic centers use you know, in their business model. That's how they turn a profit.
Yeah, we can certainly put that discussion. I think we should put that to the forum and definitely.
Yeah.
Some other people's input on it as well.
Yeah, I'm not sure what the solution is in terms of the business model, but from a cash flow perspective, if the 2009 festival doesn't make pretty significant money, then at this time next year, I'm going to be asking you which bills to pay and which ones not to pay, because we will not have cash to pay. Or you can dip into the Life Member Fund or the Archive Fund. That's the other alternative, because there is still cash in those funds.
Well, the immediate sacrifice will be the magazine, because that's what will be coming up about that time next year, a little over a year from now.
Yeah, and then you're faced with the question of what that does to membership ultimately if you lose that.
Yeah, it destroys it. I mean, that's kind of the breaking point for the IJA. Once the magazine goes, there's no reason to be a member other than coming to the festival.
Right.
So then we're faced with reducing our membership all the way down to, 300 or 400.
Right. Sorry to give such a gloomy report.
Well, it's like I said, Tally, it's not an unexpected report. It's a report that was predicted by, several people, including myself, back in 2004. It's just taken that long to get there.
Anybody else have any questions for Holly or with Treasury issues? Well, thank you, Holly. Anything else from you?
No, I'm all set, and I can stay in the call if you need me or not.
One thing I would like to, we're trying to do as far as the minutes is get everybody who gives a report to just give a short summary for the minutes, and that way, numbers and facts aren't missed or something like that. So.
Okay, you want me to do that in writing or you want me to do that verbally now?
No, in writing would be great.
Okay.
And you can just email it. You can just email it to me for now.
Okay.
And typically, which I forgot to, I'm not sure if I did send out something for. Asking for reports to be included in the festival. And that way, if for some reason you can't make it, we can always read the report here.
Yeah, and actually, I did send an email that had the reports attached.
Right.
It also had kind of highlights. It was just sort of 8 or 10 lines of bullet points, so you could use those for the summary.
Okay, I can do that then. And do we want to attach all these balance sheets to the minutes?
I would say no. Once I have the final numbers, I'm still waiting on a couple of numbers. Once I have those, I will send final statements to be put up on the website.
Okay.
So in the meantime, I would say don't attach these because they really aren't finalized yet.
Okay. Then we'll just leave them as is, and if I have any problems or anything, I'll contact you if I have questions.
Holly, does that include the Fest P&L?
The Fest P&L could go up because I think that's a done deal. I mean, I haven't heard anything from Richard. I don't know whether he's got any remaining expenses that need to be submitted, but unless he does, then it's a final statement.
Well, and that's something we'll post under the business section, not with the minutes necessarily.
Right, but just the Fest P&L. The rest of it really should wait.
Okay.
Anything else?
That's everything here.
Okay, thanks.
Thank you, Holly.
See ya.
Thanks, Holly.
Thank you.
Good night.
All right. Does anybody else have any reports? John, you want to do video?
No, not really any video report. At this point, it's looking kind of less likely that we'll get them out before Christmas. In fact, very, very unlikely. But we'll get them out early in January.
And have you had a look at it at all?
I have not had a look at the entire thing yet, but I've had a look at probably two-thirds of it. It's coming in piecemeal. I like it. I think it's a big improvement.
Here. I'll report on championships real quickly. I really haven't heard much many comments or complaints about anything. So therefore, I think I'm going to leave the system as is and maybe make some adjustments to explaining to judges and clear up a couple things on the website for entry information. But other than that, I'm pretty much going to go forward with the championship stuff as is for next year. And in the next month, month and a half, I'll start to get the deadlines up for the competitors. So that's where we're at with that. Does anybody else have another report to give?
This is Sandy. I have a store report. Well, the report is basically that there hasn't been much sold. A couple magazines, one or two DVDs. Basically, the store's been dead for about the last quarter.
Okay. And that's pretty much because we don't have much inventory, or I'm assuming.
Yeah. But even the past videos, the last two or three years since 2007, they're just really not selling.
Even in comparison to, say, 2006, when 2005 and 2006 were on sale?
It just seems that, like, for example, I sold a 2007 DVD last week, and maybe a month before that I sold another one. I mean, for some reason, DVD sales have just bottomed out. They're just they're insignificant.
I wonder if that's because of the increased presence of video on the internet, or anything. Who knows why?
I don't know, but one thing is that, you know, I have boxes of DVDs from 2006, 7, 8, or, you know, 5, 6, 7, 8, and they're just not selling. So I'm wondering if we really need to order, you know, as many as we have in the past. Naranja contacted me today and said they're ready to, they wanted an update on when the DVD would be ready because they want to put in their order. So I'll ask them how many they want to order, and we might want to just reconsider how large our order is. I don't know.
And John, how large was our order last year? Do you know?
1,000.
And is there, I'm assuming that's a price point. If we go less than 1,000, it'll be more expensive?
Yeah, much more expensive.
Yeah.
Okay. So do you recommend we stay at 1,000? John?
Oh, I'm sorry, you faded out.
Sorry, do you recommend we stay at 1,000, even though we might not be selling half of them?
Yeah, I mean, I can look into it, but probably it's probably much to our benefit to still stay at 1,000.
Sandy, I know this doesn't necessarily make us money, but at least it would make us back some money. I guess it was 2 years ago. The store ran that sale. Do you think that's an idea that we could maybe do again to at least get some of our DVDs out there into people's hands if we offer them at a reduced price, run that January sale again?
But this time January is not going to work for me. I have to be highly selective because I'm traveling a lot. I have to be highly selective when we're going to have a sale because the last sale just – I was making runs to the PO, you know, two, three times a week. I think that's a possibility.
Like I said, it may not make up the time.
When was our first legit DVD? Was it 2007?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So basically it's just
the 2007 DVD, really.
Yeah.
And I do still have to get you the World Juggling Day shirts. I just haven't made it to the post office.
We still have Juggle Vision, too.
Oh, right.
So even if you just offered those two DVDs for a DVD sale.
Which one's the 2007 plus what?
Juggle Vision. You still have Juggle Vision?
I don't
John,
have more Juggle Visions.
John, do you still have Juggle Visions?
John, he's still on? That may have been John there.
That may have been John.
But, yeah, we can look into it. I just think we need to decide on a time to do that when it's appropriate.
Yeah, I could do it in February. I don't have the Juggle Visions. And what we don't want to do is get into a position where John sends me all the Juggle Visions and then I send them out, you know, and we're going to be making $1 or $2 on each one. I mean, forget it. It's just not worth the manpower to make that happen.
John,
So, you know.
Right.
I just.
John, do you have more copies of the Juggle Vision DVD at your house?
I do. I have a few cases, yeah.
Okay. And then the issue Sandy brought up, is it worth sending it out to her to do a sale when we're only going to make $1 or $2 off the Juggle Vision DVDs?
Yeah, I know.
I mean,
I could try shipping them from here. I could do that separately, you know.
Okay. Well,
don't forget it's a buck per envelope and it's mailing cost. So, and we were only selling Juggle Vision for how much anyway? $5?
Yeah, I don't think we asked.
I mean, you know, that's crazy. Yeah, you're selling it. I just say forget it. What are you going to do, price them down to $3?
Yeah.
You know, I mean, why not? Or how about $2.99? That'll
but
make
you could
go.
Always. You could always do the 2007 DVD at a discount rate.
We could, but
especially since the 2008's coming out.
Yeah, we could. It might not be a bad idea to do it in February, and then when the other one's out there, offer that one at a discounted rate, see if we can get rid of some of them. So,
yeah.
Or if you want to include a 2007 DVD at a discounted rate with the 2008 or something like that.
Yeah, that's a good idea. I would say let's just forget about Juggle Vision and give them away. Or, you know, sell them this year at Winston-Salem for jump change.
Yeah, that's true. I can drive them down to Winston-Salem.
You know, forget about the shipping on Juggle Vision. And then as soon as we get closer with the 2008s, then we can do some kind of an initiative sale with 2007s. I think that's a good idea.
Yeah.
All righty. Kim, do you have any reports?
No, I don't. Holly pretty much Holly did cover all of the financial stuff. She and I talk almost every other day about IJA finances, so she's been keeping me very up to date on stuff. And that's pretty much it. We do need – I have contacted the other committee members that have worked with me in the past on the jugglerships. Because with the new pricing, we may have to look at whether we actually have 3 fest packages to give to a youth this year. So we're taking a look at that and seeing if we actually have the 3 or if we have to cut back a little bit.
Okay. All right. Sounds good. All right. Any other reports for anybody?
This is Kevin. I just wasn't able this month to finalize my proposal, the motion for the video contest. I had a few questions come up. I am still working on it, and just wanted to apologize to everyone, and I'll have that on the forums shortly.
Okay. Excellent. Sounds good. Yeah, the sooner you can get it up, the better. And then we're going to get into discussion about some other YouTube stuff, so I'm definitely going to want your input on that.
Absolutely.
All right, so let's move on to motions. John Satriano moves that the board approve the recommendation of the Festival Site Selection Committee regarding the 2010 festival in Sparks, Nevada. Strong is authorized to sign all necessary contracts. I seconded this motion, and John and I both voted yes, and Richard voted yes. Anthony, you still vote yes?
No.
You vote no now?
That's correct.
Okay.
After what Holly just said, how can we possibly pick a site for any year past 2009?
Well, this is for 2009, Anthony.
No, this is for 2010.
Sparks is 2009.
2010. 2009 is Winston-Salem.
Yeah.
Right. Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah, I had that in there, and then
the date's wrong in here. Okay, I'm sorry.
In fact, I think you corrected me on the first time.
Smack me upside the head. Okay, Sorry.
However, wait, you should be aware that Todd has already signed the contracts and sent them in.
This is more of a formal to basically get it on the record for what has already been voted on. And I guess we can go into some discussion about this, but the other option is we don't really have many options. I think waiting longer will cause us to have more financial issues further down the road. We can't, you know, it's not like we're driving a rowboat here. We're driving more of an oil tanker, and if we try to suddenly stop and turn it around, it's just not going to work. I think, you know, financial planning is good, and I'd be hesitant to approve a site for 2011 at this point. But I think we do have to approve out a year and a half out. So any other thoughts or discussion on that?
The other thing is that Reno, you know, basically we have no expenses at Reno. We have no costs. Our three basic costs at a festival site are the convention center, the theater. I'm sorry, those are our two basic costs, the civic center and the theater. And those are free. And normally we spend $20,000 to $25,000 on those. The only thing we have to do is fill hotel rooms. So there's really, no matter what we did, there's no way we could find a less expensive festival site. And that's really what the festival site selection committee had in mind when we approved this site. Was we said, you know, listen, we're in trouble with this whole festival model. This is a different model. This does not have our base $25,000 price tag attached to it. So we figured we could do this festival while we're thinking about how we need to restructure for the following years.
I think that's fine, and you'll still end up getting your majority vote, but I'm still saying no.
Does anybody else have any other thoughts or discussion on it?
I think I stated a lot of mine before, so.
Which, I mean, you're basically not for it because of you're not a big fan of Reno and don't like the
No, or the- no, not that at all. Not that at all. I don't think we're going to get the numbers we need to even fill the rooms there. Looking back at numbers, traditionally, over the history of the IJA, we've never done well out in that area. I mean, yes, I did have really bad experiences at Reno last time, but this is outside of Reno, which I do understand that. And after reading the reviews on the hotel and seeing the price of their menus and seeing in the contract that we are not allowed to bring in any outside food whatsoever anywhere, I just have a lot of concerns with it, and that's, I don't know if we'll get the numbers we need, even with the facilities being free.
So, let me just ask you: are you against? Is your issues with us not getting? Does that have to do with all West Coast festivals or Reno specifically?
No. I think. And Kevin, as a West Coaster, I don't mean to offend you at all, but I think we can go toward the West Coast without going quite that far. There are some universities out that way, as I said, University of Utah, which does not have any summer programming whatsoever. You know, they're looking for stuff to fill their space. You know, there are other places. The problem is they're not going to come to us. We have to actively go to them, and we don't have people to actively go to them and say, you know, put something in. So, and it's nothing against the selection committee, site selection committee. I know you took what you had in front of you, and, you know, you did the best you could, but I am just scared that we are not going to get the numbers in Reno that we need to fill those rooms. And I'll I'll stand up and do the chicken dance in front of the whole gym if I'm wrong. But it's I am worried.
Well, I'm not sure you might be underestimating the job that Todd does. Todd probably, when you say that we don't have people out there contacting cities and saying, put in bid, Todd probably contacted 30 cities, just cold contacted 30 cities. There's probably another 15 that contacted him, that, you know, cold contacted him, and another 5 or 10 that he already had in the works. So it's not like he does not do a good job of going out and looking for sites. He does a tremendous job. It's just that the sites aren't there. Every single year, the sites that we can afford and use, that pool of sites shrinks. I think his, you know, I disagree with his policy this year of looking only on the West Coast. Because he eliminated East Coast sites. But the fact is, he was unable to find a West Coast location that was really any good.
No, we're back.
Okay.
Hello?
Yep.
Hello.
Wow.
Okay. All right, so the sites, as I was saying, the sites are not out there. If you want to look at the numbers, let's say we could go to Winston-Salem. We could go back to Winston-Salem in 2010, just to use it as an example. We're looking at our $25,000 base price for the Civic Center and the theater. If we go to Reno instead...
Get back, Phil. Hey, guys, get cut off.
Yeah, if we go to Reno... We
Anthony
don't
Chase?
Spend...
Yes, we did all get off.
Yeah.
If we go to
now,
Reno,
I don't...
If we go to Reno, we save our $25,000. We can adjust our room room commitments down 20% from Winston-Salem. So let's say that we get 20% less than Winston-Salem, we're saving $25,000. If we get 30% less than Winston-Salem, we've still saved about $15,000. If we get 40% less than Winston-Salem, we've saved something like $8,000. So what I'm saying is we're just not going to find a cheaper location. We can find a location on the East Coast where we'll have a better chance at a few more percentage points because that's really what it comes down to. But we're not going to save money by doing that.
Right.
You know, ultimately, this is why the festival site said, okay, we're okaying this location because it doesn't cost us anything. And that's a $25,000 savings. And it's really hard to know, that's a lot of attendance, a lot of attendance to balance it against.
Anybody else have any thoughts on the issue, on the matter? All right. So shall we put it to a vote? We can do a roll call vote here. Chuck votes yes. John Satriano?
Yes.
Kim Laird?
No.
Anthony Shave?
No.
Kevin Axel?
Yes.
Ken Ferris?
No.
And then Richard Kennison votes yes. So that's three yeses, or four yeses and three noes. The motion passes. All right. So move on to the next motion. Chuck Hawley moves to approve the nominees for the 2009 IJ Awards as recommended by the Awards Committee. They are as follows. The Award for Excellence, the Historic Achievement Award, Dieter Tasso, the Bobby May Award, Jay Gilligan, and the Extraordinary Service Award, Jerry Martin. Can I get a second on that?
Second.
Seconds? Discussion.
What is the Bobby May Award?
The Bobby May Award has to do with helping people develop their acts.
Okay, all right. That's what I thought it was. Just wanted to make sure.
Mm-hmm.
I looked through these, and I'm happy with all of these. Does anybody have any issues with any of them?
I have no problem at all with them.
Yeah.
Go Jerry Martin.
They're all great choices.
Sandy Brown.
If we can somehow get a plaque with the hat, a small hat that Jerry always wears to go on top of it, that would be great.
I have those small hats in my prop room.
You really?
Yes, I do. I made a puppet with one of those hats, and I have like six of them sitting over there.
Well, we may have some use for them at this festival.
I'll bring it. I'll order more if I need to.
Any further discussion? All right. Anybody opposed? Anybody abstain? All right. Motion carries. All right. The next motion. Chuck Hawley moves to approve Pierre Loisel. How do you say it?
Loisel.
Loisel.
That's close.
Okay. Chuck Hawley moves to approve Pierre Loisel and his assistant, Constantin Bourdieu, as the nominees for the 2009 Excellence in Education Awards as recommended by the Excellence in Education Award Committee. Can I get a second?
Second.
All right. Any discussion?
This guy has done phenomenal work for juggling and jugglers. So.
Yeah, I looked through some of his stuff too. Yeah, it's impressive.
Yeah.
I certainly think he is worthy of the award, and I am so excited to see that the award committee has gotten it to us early, and we're doing this now in December, and this is a great way to handle this. So I'm very happy all around. Any further discussion? All right. Anybody opposed? Anybody abstain? Motion carries. All right, let's go to the Varia. 2008 festival surveys. I put this on here because it came up. I have not had a chance to read through all of them yet. If anybody has discussion on these, we're welcome to bring it up, but I would just rather put this off until later if nobody else has a problem with that.
I have no problem with that.
I have a quick question, Kim. Those the links that are in the main file, do they actually go somewhere if I was connected to the internet?
To be honest,
I was looking at it offline and it didn't work.
Yeah, I think I sent you all of the I know I sent the main survey, and anywhere that it was an open-ended question for people to respond, I sent them as separate attachments.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes, you did.
So, yeah, and I'm sorry it was so cumbersome, but I didn't know how else to send it to everybody. And I wanted at least Chuck and Mike and you, Kevin, to be able to look through the questions that pertained to things that you had been involved with. So that we could start looking at how to tweak things for this coming year. So if you want to actually go in and look at the charts and things that can also be created, I'll be happy to pass on the username and password.
Tomorrow morning?
Okay.
Just let me know.
Yeah, that'd be great. I'm definitely going to look through them this week or this week.
We got unlucky today.
Just didn't get a chance. All right, any question on that right now?
Has anyone looked at compiling the festival report?
Well,
I did it last year. I can probably do it.
If you have the time to do it, John, that would be great. If not, and you want me to do it, I can probably get it done, but I probably won't work on it until over Christmas break.
Now, that would be great.
Do you still have the username and password, John?
Yeah, I'm sure I do. Sure.
Okay.
Anything else?
I just wanted to talk about the proposal that Bill Barr made about the YouTube thing.
Yeah, we can talk about that next. Go ahead.
I don't actually think it's an issue, really. I don't think it's something that the board even needs to talk about. It's a nice little program he's thought up, and we've been talking about it for a couple of months, actually. And basically what he wants to do is have people make promotional videos for the festival and put them up on the on YouTube. And the only thing he really needs us for is approval of the use of the logo. And the IJA's name. And the video coordinator can do that without consulting the board. So I told him, I said, you know, why don't we just look at it that way? If you want to produce a video and say, hey, we'd like to put this up with the IJA logo on it, I'll take a look at it and tell you if I approve it or not, as long as it's family-friendly and, you know, doesn't insult the IJA, we'll put it up. And so he's probably going to do, he's going to try and do one a month. And recruit a bunch of a bunch of kids and a bunch of YouTube savvy people that are already creating videos, and I'll approve them, and we'll see how that goes.
John, I agree totally with everything you just said. I was confused though with Bill Barr's not with Bill's, but then with John Hickey's proposal, because Bill had said that John and Taylor Glenn would be involved with this and would basically be the coordinators of this proposal, of Bill's proposal. And then John came up with his proposal, which also included the YouTube promo videos, for a fee.
Yeah.
And so I didn't know where one proposal ended and the other one started.
Yeah, well, Bill and I have been talking about his proposal for a couple of months. John and I have not really spoken about his proposal at all. And you're right, there was some confusion about how those two things would mesh. And what I said to Bill was, what you have here is, it's not going to work. It's not going to work this way. Here's how it might work. It might work that, I say to you, Bill, if you have a video, I'll be happy to look at it. So you, if you want to make a video, you can recruit anybody you like. And if you're able to recruit John Hickey or if you're able to recruit Taylor Glenn, you know, to make these videos, that's entirely up to you. As far as John's proposal goes, part of it is the promotion of any videos that we might have on YouTube. And so what I said to Bill is that if we were to go with this video, then it would with this proposal of John's, then it would naturally fall to him as part of his job to promote these videos. But that's not part of the proposal of actually making these videos.
Okay.
I think as long as the quality control is there and before every video is checked by you or someone else, John, before our logo's on there, that is a great idea.
Right.
John, is that your intent to check videos before they go up?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah, so that's the deal. He's gonna produce videos, and he's going to use anybody that he can recruit to the job. And when he's got a video, he's going to bring it to me. And if I like it, as long as I approve it, it'll become an IJA YouTube video. And his intent is to have people make videos that do promote the festival and the organization.
Gotcha. Yeah, I think it's great. My only concern is, will it water down what Kevin is proposing? And my hope is that it won't. Kevin, do you see an issue with this at all?
No, not at all. I've talked also with Bill a good number of times about the whole idea, and he's been nothing but courteous. And I really think it both will help each other, and I don't anticipate any problems.
That was my only concern, just of not knowing, not of any real concrete concern that I had or anything tangible. I think it's good, John. Go forward and do.
Okay. And then the other thing, John Hickey's proposal is not even at the point where it's worth talking about yet, because what he said to me was really, that was a starting point, and he shouldn't have sent it to the board. And it shows that he's, not at all familiar with our community, about what we can offer, about what we have to offer, and that needs to be refined a lot before we even bother to start talking about it.
Yeah, I agree. I thought there were a lot of issues in there that I'm sitting here scratching my head, and I don't want to go into any of them or nitpick it or anything like that, but I agree. It's not going to pass. It's not going to fly for a number of reasons, and it's a long way
from.
Right.
Especially after Holly's report tonight, which I knew what she was going to be telling us, and as soon as I read the proposal, I was like, I just took a deep breath.
do you have the intention of using him again for video next year?
I do, yeah.
And Jay as well?
Yep, and between the two of them, they've recruited a network of other videographers that they like that were at Lexington, and it's turning into a real powerhouse now. So I like the way it's turning out. It's really just a question of negotiating with John about, John is very much into this digital promotion. Very, very much. In fact, he's going back for a master's. And he's looking for, people to practice on, clients to practice on. A nonprofit like us would be the perfect thing. And he's already hooked up with us. So he's actually making us a pretty generous offer to do a web design, a redesign, and to include a lot of video stuff. And give it to us at basically at the same price that we had all of our video done for last year. You know what I mean? In other words, he's offering to do all the video plus all this web stuff for the same price that we paid for video.
John, it's getting a little hard to hear you.
I'm sorry. It's this headset. I'm sorry. He's offering to do all of our video and all of our web stuff, a lot of web work for us, at the same price that we had just the video done last year. And it is a pretty generous offer, but it needs to be worked a lot.
Right.
And, I have my... I'm convinced that a non-juggler can't produce our DVD. I just don't think it can happen. It needs somebody who's sensitive enough to the community that knows what to show, what not to show, who our faces are and who our faces aren't.
Right. Well, we'll see. We'll see maybe what comes out of it in the future.
Yeah.
But I'm assuming you'll be in touch with him if he has questions or...
Yeah, I think by this time next month, by, you know, by the next meeting, we'll have a solid proposal for video, and it will probably include some web work as well. At the very least, you know, some video stuff.
And you may want to coordinate that with David Landau.
Yeah, definitely.
I know he is open to having other people help out, so.
Yeah.
I think it could be a positive thing.
Yep.
Okay. Future fest sites is another thing I wanted to discuss. I know we had talked about possibly getting a recommendation from the board by the end of the month, but I don't know that we're really ready for that.
No, not at all.
No, I think we should be waiting till after this year's fest to sort of see where we want to go.
Yeah.
And, you know, but I don't think there's a problem having them make a recommendation to us. But it's just not ready to be made. There's not a decision that's ready to be made yet.
No.
Well, the site selection committee is looking for guidance. They want the board to tell them, okay, do we want to redesign the festival? If we want to redesign it, what are we looking for? What are we looking for in terms of a site now? And, you know, I think that's a very difficult question. But I think, like I said, I think we need to put it up on the boards, on the forums, and start talking to the membership and say the current model is not working out. You know, this actually Reno is kind of a step towards redesign because it really is a very different pricing model for us.
Right.
And you know, where do we need to go from there? You know, what are the ideas? Because I mean, I don't have any. I don't know where to go from here. You know.
Yeah. Well, I certainly think we should announce Sparks Nevada and put that out there. I'll do that, and then I'll let it sit for a couple of days. And then we can drop the larger issue down in a couple more days, I think.
Okay.
Give it some time to filter out.
Sounds good.
But, you know, staggering it might not be the worst idea, you know?
Yeah.
So we don't, you know, we get a little more feedback from people on each thing.
Right.
Anybody else have any thoughts? Comments? Okay. Volunteer ideas for the fest from Steve Ron. I like Steve's initiative about getting more people involved at the festival. I would like to see more people involved in the organization, period. I would like, this is referring to his email that came in about two weeks ago. And I think if we get him to work with Laura Caseman, and it sounds like Mike's on board, I think it can be a positive thing. I just, you know, if it's okay with everybody, I'm going to go forward and tell him that, you know, I think I can speak for myself. I don't necessarily need to speak for the board, but I think he should go forward and do it and see where it goes. I think it's a good try to get people involved.
I agree, and I agree with bringing Laura into it. If it's going to involve specifically fest volunteers, if Dina is still going to be the volunteer contact person at the fest, she should also be brought into the discussion.
Right. No, yeah, I agree too. And my impression is that Dina has basically been an on-site person.
Mm-hmm.
A little bit, not as much involved in the planning process. Am I correct in that, John?
Yeah, definitely.
She works the week, but not really the other 51 weeks of the year.
Right.
She puts her time in that week, I'm assuming. Not that there's anything wrong, it's just a statement I'm making.
She's a festival model.
Okay.
So.
Oh, yeah, but, yeah, I think bringing her in to the conversation is great, but, Laura might be that bridge to sort of help out for the rest of the year, and so that during that week, Dina can kind of take over.
Yeah, definitely.
If that seems, I say, you know, if there's something that isn't broke, let's not try to fix it. And that seems, Dina seems to do a pretty good job every year, so that's where I'm at on that. So, any other thoughts, comments? Okay, then I will email Steve and Laura and try to get on that and follow up with it with Mike too. Comps for award winners. John, what have we done in the past?
I honestly don't know. My belief is that we do not comp award winners, but I don't know why we don't comp award winners. I mean, we probably should.
I like the idea of comping award winners. I'm not sure if actually giving them a comp package is, I don't know how much that takes out of our budget, to be honest with you. Does it take that much out, John? I mean, we're talking five people.
Yeah, I mean, you know, you can look at it two ways. You know, it takes out five people that aren't paying for a full festival package, you know, and I hate to look at it that way. The other way to look at it is, how much does it actually cost us to give someone a festival package?
Right.
Really, most of our costs to give someone a festival package are the food, you know, because it includes entry to the banquet, which we pay for by the person, you know, and the tickets to the show. But we don't pay for the show by the person.
Right.
So really, I mean, no matter how you look at it, it can't cost us more than $30 or $40 to give away a festival package.
What I think I can do, if the board would like me to, I have three different NEA grants, National Endowment of the Arts grants, that I've received in my email. I could probably actually, I can apply for a grant to actually pay for their fest packages and see if we can get it. That has a December 15th deadline. It's just an idea. I mean, they're grants so that to bring in, one is specifically for bringing performers in from Europe and other countries. So Jay Gilligan and the crew he's bringing over would probably work into that grant. The others I'm not sure of. But, well, I know that the Pierre would probably fit that bill as well. So if you'd like me to try and get a grant to bring them in, I'm willing to do the paperwork to apply for that.
You're volunteering, Kim. I think that would be great.
Well, wait a second. I think the problem with that is that it's only this year.
True.
You know, and suppose we get it this year, and then we can't get it next year. You know, are we then going to turn around and say, well, we gave them comps last year, but we can't afford them this year? You know, I think it should be just a matter of policy, really. I mean, they're coming to the festival to receive our accolades. Should we really make them pay for their entry to the festival? You know?
And what
that doesn't mean we can't.
We can make it policy, and then if we're able to get a grant one year or another to cover that cost, then that's great.
Yeah, that's right. Right.
Yeah, I mean that's more or less what I was thinking is, you know, let's make the policy that it is you know, we will cover the cost. However, if there's a grant that we can get as a reoccurring grant, and we can basically keep applying for it year after year and sort of have that in the system,
mm-hmm.
as one of the deadlines, then I say go for it.
But the thing I want to make sure is that these are only awards that are, you know, made by actual committees that are then approved by the board of directors. Because, you know, in the
past few years, a lot of wacky awards have been showing up. Like, it seems like all of a sudden everybody is giving out an award, and we can't give everybody a comp to the festival. And, you know,
right.
The Flamingo Awards, you know, they all of a sudden they're giving, like, an award to every girl in the gym, basically. You know, we can't give a comp to every girl in the gym. You know,
that was an issue in discussion last year in our meeting, and any awards that are decided on there, like even People's Choice Award, I don't know if we should be giving them as a comp.
You're not going to know it until the end of the week. I mean,
right.
We didn't have a voucher for next year's awards. That's
exactly.
A joke. I really don't think we should do that, by the way.
Yeah. So, you know, what awards are we talking about? I think we're only talking about the four awards that the awards committee handles and the education award.
I would agree with that.
I agree with that, too.
Yeah, I think so as well. We can put it in a formal motion and vote on it next month. But, you know, informally at this point, does anybody have a problem with that?
No.
Then, you know, let's put forward a motion. I'll put forward a motion for next month, and I'll let the committee members know that we've approved them, and basically we're putting a motion forward to comp, and no one's putting any objections. I'll just give them the status as to where it is.
Okay.
So.
Yeah, it sounds good to me.
All right. Anybody else have any varia to bring up?
Yeah. Go ahead, Kevin, or whoever that was. Was that you, Anthony?
Yeah.
Go ahead.
As far as the magazine contract goes, you guys can expect something in your inboxes over Christmas, because that's going to be the first time I'm going to be able to really focus in on it. And I'm going to have a couple days off and whatnot. So the only thing I need, Kim, I think you said you were going to send me the list of the companies that you had solicited. Yeah.
Yep.
Prior, and then I don't know if you have a copy of the old what you sent out for bid packages last time, but I'd like to compare that if possible. If not, then you guys can just comment on it when I send it out.
No problem. I'm putting you on my list of things to do.
Is Holly still here?
No.
Okay. All right. I've not received any. I believe in the newsletter you put a note to say to send any suggestions to me, to the general public, but I haven't received anything. And I'm really curious about any ideas that anyone has for alternatives to the magazine, if it has to come to that.
I mean, you may want to put that out in the forum.
Sure.
That's where you're going to get the most feedback, and you'll get it pretty quickly. You'll probably get it within it'll probably be a few days and then die, and you can give it a couple weeks and start it up again if you want to. That's what I found to be the best.
So well, we know right away we'll get a few hits with people that are wishy-washy and have nothing really important to say, but there's always a few people that'll tell you something good you want to hear. So
you take the good with the bad.
Yeah.
Well, you know, this issue was gone over in triplicate a couple of years ago, and the committee then, to be perfectly honest with you, did not find anything near an acceptable alternative to the magazine.
And I don't suspect we will either. So,
yeah, you know, maybe things have changed now. You know, basically, the sticking point is getting a magazine printed, getting under 2,000 copies printed, you know.
Right.
If we could get, 1,500 copies printed now inexpensively, that would help a lot.
Mm.
Well, Anthony, I did take a drive over to TN Printing, it's called.
Okay. Yeah.
Out in Lehighton. And as I think I put in an email either to you or the entire board, they will do as few as 100 copies. I did get something in writing from them as far as what they would be able to do. As far as the printing and mailing aspect, they can do our printing, they can do our mailing with our mailing labels. That's not a problem. They need somebody to put it together, which I would like to see remain Allen. But it looks like their proposal is kind of interesting. So it's something for us to look at to maybe reduce the number and reduce our cost in turn.
Sure. Yeah.
Well, and if that's a possibility, Kim, as you know, Anthony puts forward the discussion, I recommend you bring that up to see if anybody else has a printing company or knows someone who has a printing company around that might do that. Because if there are local people in, you know, I don't know, Mississippi, that where costs of things are cheaper down there, then maybe we do it down there if we can do it successfully.
Definitely. Yeah, because this is only a small company that I went to. They print our local newspaper, but about 5 years ago they got into the printing business with larger things, and they do beautiful work. So I was actually amazed to see the stuff they're putting out.
Yeah, I mean, if there's other companies that we can get competitive bids on too,
you know,
maybe Lee Heighton isn't as good as Omaha or I don't know, wherever else.
Oh yeah, yeah.
The other thing is, and I'm sure to piss a few people off, I guess, with this, but you know, to me, the reason why I quit the IJA a few years back. The main reason was because I thought the magazine became really, really stale. And I'd be curious if we have any data about regarding people who have let their membership lapse or anyone even in the organization of what they actually think of the magazine, what they like about it, what they don't like about it, and what we can do to make it better for everyone. And I personally, I just said that, you know, I felt the magazine, it got stale, and I honestly don't really have a very good alternative or feedback other than it was stale to me. So I feel bad making the feedback without having something to suggest, but I really don't.
One option of what we could do is, and John, you can speak more to this as far as success, is we could set up a survey about the magazine, you know, put it in the next magazine that goes out and see if we can, and put it in the newsletter, put it on the forum and say, please give us 5 minutes so we can get an idea of where we want the magazine to go. This would really help us.
Yeah, and we have the Speed Survey site that we've been using, and we still have that account open. I've been donating that to the IJA all year. So it's there for us to use. It's an online thing that they can do.
I think it might be worthwhile going through and setting up a survey, and if we can get some answers, you know, maybe we don't bother waiting for it to go in the magazine. We hit it up in the, we hit it up in the newsletter in December, mm-hmm. and then just nail it, and then just post more on the forum, make sure everybody sees it.
All right, I'll get some questions for that set up. I'll do that first then.
Yeah, because I think that'll give you your best data. You know, if you're looking at that, but. You know, that might not – I mean, I would assume Alan Howard is open to suggestions on how – for, you know, ways to improve the magazine.
Yeah, definitely.
And he's not my way or the highway type of guy. At least I shouldn't say that. I don't know him as well, but he doesn't seem that way to me.
Right.
And I'm not really saying that he was or wasn't. I just – I don't know. I'm not sure – it might come back down to lack of volunteers to do the research and writing, you know, but I don't know. I don't know the answer to that.
Right. But
the best place to start is with a survey.
Yeah.
If you want to get me a few questions, Anthony, I'll get them on that survey site.
I'll do that within the end. Well, okay. By like next Tuesday or so, I can get you some questions.
Whenever you have a chance.
Yeah.
It doesn't take long to put them up.
Okay, cool.
Any other discussion?
Yeah. While we're on the topic of the magazine, just a few reminders. We do need to start putting the bug in people's ear about running for the board. April 10th is the deadline for inclusion in the magazine, which means that if we want to run an ad to say you know, start thinking about it. We need volunteers to step up for the board. It needs to be in the next magazine, which is, I just wrote it down here, which is a January, that's a January deadline. So it's coming up quickly.
Hey.
And we also need to figure out what other ads we would like to put in so that Catherine has time to do the ads and get them to Alan on time. We don't have our magazines in our mailboxes right now because of people getting in articles and ads late this last time. We were all running behind. So we have a January deadline to meet for any ads or articles.
What is that January deadline, Kim?
I'm sorry, what was that?
The specific, is it, what's the specific date, or is it January 1st?
January 1st.
Thank you.
You're welcome. So we just have to decide what ads we would like to put in over the next couple of days. I don't know if you want to take care of that with Catherine, Chuck, or do you want me to contact her?
I can take care of it. I
Did
just
you
need
you...
to know what type of ads we want to have. I'm assuming
we need one to advertise board elections.
And John, are you going to have Helen do the festival ad again?
Yeah.
Okay, so Helen will do a full page?
Right.
A color?
Yeah, usually.
Okay.
Usually has space for a color.
The board elections, anything else that we can put in? Kevin, would you like to get a half page, the YouTube advertisement in there?
That would be fantastic. Yeah. Let me get that down. That would be great.
Okay, then what I'll send you a...
Details, yeah, I want to make sure that all the details are right. So first, we'll put the final revised version on the form just and so everyone can... I wouldn't want to put anything in the ad that would be changed later.
Yeah. I mean, if you get it in there, it would definitely give it some more advertisement and maybe draw people who wouldn't necessarily go there to go look at it, too.
Absolutely.
I don't know how many entries you'll get off the magazine that you wouldn't get off the internet, but I think you could definitely get some extra viewers checking them out.
Yeah, even if you don't have any details in there at all, if you just say, you know, video contest, see the website for more.
Video contest, prizes, there you go, general details.
Yeah.
Great.
So it can work. I mean, if you get the ad to Catherine, Fernie, she'll do all the layout for it, too.
You know the best format to get that to her in?
If you just send her text, she does a really nice layout job.
She does the rest.
Yeah, she'll make it, and then she'll send it to you for approval, and you can make adjustments if need be. Just my recommendation is just make sure you don't get her last second. That's her only pet peeve. So
got it.
That's why I wanted to bring it up now, since it's a January 1st deadline. It's already December 10th, so you have about, and we have a holiday again in there, so you want to get things to her as quickly as possible. The other thing that I would like to run again, if you guys don't mind, is the ad for the insurance, only because our magazine mailing date is mid-February, and April 1st is the end of contract for anyone who has the Clowns of America insurance.
Okay.
So we may be able to pull some people over through that.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Do we get up to 3 pages? Is that correct?
We have 3 pages of ad space, yeah. And there's already a half page as well as a full page insurance ad already done. Catherine has them already.
So if we do each of those as half pages, board election, Kevin's YouTube contest, and the insurance, that gives us 2.5 pages total. Do we need a half for anything else?
You should, if it's completely confirmed, we should start telling people about Gilligan and Wes Peden and that whole group, because that is huge.
Yeah, that is true. I would check with Mike and see if we can advertise that at this point.
Yeah.
Okay.
That'll be in the festival ad.
I'm sorry?
That'll be in the festival ad. It's the festival ad is a full page, and we'll add all those names to it.
Do you want to put? We have an extra half page if you want to advertise the special workshop separately.
I don't think so. There's plenty of space in the festival ad to be advertised. To the ad stuff.
Oh. Okie dokie. All right. Well, if anybody thinks of anything, we can certainly get it, and I will email Catherine the information and who she needs to talk to about that stuff. So, as far as the board elections, I will take care of that and get her that information. So I just need to get the dates. Do we have dates set for when the deadlines are? Are they the same every year?
Yeah, it's actually within our contract. We have deadline dates.
Deadlines for the board elections, when you actually have to submit by.
Yeah, that's up on our website as well, and I just shut that window.
That's okay. I'll look it up later, because that's fine.
Yeah, I know it's whatever I just said was. I can't get it back up really quickly.
It's okay, Kim. I'll find it later. Just as long as I know it's there, I can search it out.
Yeah.
I found it in the past. So, and just out of curiosity, I'm going to ask Kim and John, do either of you plan on running again for the board next year? Not that we have to make an announcement, or let me put it this way. Is there a possibility you're going to run for the board next year?
I am seriously considering it.
No.
John?
No.
Yeah, John's out.
No chance.
So you're saying maybe.
What's that?
So you're saying maybe.
And there's a chance. I'm a probably not based on, just things in my life and stuff. I'm probably a no. So, but I am not as definite as John right now. So, I just wanted to put that out more for the other three guys on the phone, just to let them know. Eventually, just to know what they're sort of dealing with for next year, and so we have an idea. Not that we need to advertise it or even announce it, but at this point, heads up.
Well, aren't these minutes public?
I'm sorry?
Aren't these minutes public and recorded?
They are recorded, and anybody can listen to them. However, we don't record every little bit of information. The minutes just should have the general, more or less the headings of the conversation in there.
Yeah, but it's audio recorded.
But it is audio recorded, but I would be surprised if more than three people listen to it.
Yeah, not many
very,
people even know where to find it.
Very few people have that little going on in their lives. To anybody who actually has gotten this far listening to it, my apologies.
So we need to second that. No, I'm kidding. anything else? Okay. So meeting for next month. I believe I was looking at the 14th or the 21st. Does anybody have a preference or an issue with either of those dates?
I love it with me.
14th works good for me. The 21st, I may be on the boat.
For me, any time after the 20th, I'll be in India.
All right, then I would say the 14th looks better. Does anybody have a problem with the 14th?
Nope.
All right, then let's move our next meeting to the 4th January at 8 p.m. Eastern Time. All right, if there's nothing else, can I get someone to make a motion to adjourn?
I motion to adjourn.
And anybody opposed? Abstentions? All right. Thank you very much, guys. Long meeting, but thank you for hanging in there. And I'm going to try to get some of the stuff done before the holiday hits, and hopefully I'll hear. all the different stuff. So thank you, everybody.
Right. Thank you, Chuck.
Thanks, everyone.
All right.
Bye.
See everybody.